Just close your eyes and listen.
Listen to this.
Listen to this.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
Listen to this, okay?
Listening to the radio, these stories of foolishness.
You are gonna listen to what I have to say!
We talk, you listen.
Now, let's begin!
You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it. 6:12, 36 degrees. It's been a while since we said 36 to 35 degrees, but it is right now. Clear skies for you.
I was looking for my mittens this morning.
Yeah. I was trying to decide if I'm going to wear a sweater, if I'm going to wear some gloves. I did bring my coat today, so yeah, definitely cooler today. Today's high about 65 as you get your day started. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Grab the coffee. Grab the Red Bull. Let's get going. We're going to work on some Facebook fun for you. Other people's problems coming up. Nashville news and tickets to the Othello Corn Maze. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll give those away at 7:20. So a lot to get to. Plus, it's our final week of winning $1,000 a day, and we'll give you a chance to get that money and then $10,000 on Thursday, Patty.
Sounds great.
With Moodle the Cash Cow. So let's get your day started, and we got great music on the way for you, keeping you company this morning. Rick and Patty, good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
6:22, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD, 36 degrees, clear skies. You got Rick, you got Patty. Hey, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you this morning. Oh, my gosh. You know, $1,000 would be awesome to give you.
Wouldn't it?
And we'll give you a chance at 8:20. 10 times a day, we'll give you our first code coming down. Make sure you download the KORD mobile app so you can play along and win some of that money from us. All right, Facebook fun today. Here you go. Have you ever had a paranormal experience? And tell us about it. I try to avoid paranormal as much as humanly possible. And so
I've never had anything. I've never gone, oh, it's haunted.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a scared.
I'm not a believer.
Yeah, and I'm also one of those people who don't put myself where I'm going to be having to have a paranormal experience. You know, if it's a haunted house, I keep on walking. Like, if it's a cemetery at midnight, no. I'm just not. These are things I'm just not going to do. I'm not going to tempt fate. They're just not going to do these things. But I know that there are plenty of people who've had there's a whole
lots of people believe. A gal that I worked with in California. Excuse me. She would always go to the Queen Mary, that boat.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at Halloween. Oh, it's haunted. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
She loved that. In fact, she's got like a haunted podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They're ghost hunters.
Yeah. So
she loves doing that.
So there's ghost hunters, different things like that. We've seen the TV shows. So, yeah, I can't recall ever that I've had anything creepy or weird.
I can't relate to any of it. I'm not a believer.
Yeah. So paranormal experience. Have you had it? Tell us about it. We're going to share some of your experiences this morning. This will be fun. And again, this is going to be good. Yeah, Halloween's around the corner. Got to do all the spooky stuff.
There is always one spooky house in the neighborhood, right?
Absolutely.
You know, you hear the stories.
Now, do I believe that I've had instances where somebody was looking over me, like a guardian angel or something like that?
Oh, do you believe that?
From a positive, from a positive experience, I could say that. But from a paranormal scary. Yeah, I've avoided those. So
I totally believe, like, both of my parents are, you know, they're gone. They're in heaven. But I do believe that they're watching out over me.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are.
I get signs.
Yeah, you know. I love that one of my favorite cartoons is where, oh, so you're Billy and the dog's running at him from heaven.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, in Billy, the dog had waited 50 years in heaven for him. So I love that, you know. So that's super cute. So, all right, there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. Paranormal experience. Have you had one? We want to know. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD, 35 degrees, clear skies for you. Got Rick, you got Patty, and time for some Nashville news.
This gets uglier and uglier by the day. Fans are launching a petition to make George Strait the new Super Bowl halftime show performer instead of Bad Bunny. A variety of petitions have surfaced online since the NFL selected Bad Bunny as the headliner for February 8th next year. The petition to replace the King of Latin with one of the biggest country music stars ever has collected more than 1,355 signatures. That's not a lot. Bad Bunny addressed those criticizing his selection, said during his Saturday Night Live monologue that anyone who doesn't understand Spanish has 4 months to learn. Meanwhile, Keith Urban's guitarist, Maggie Boff, she's going to be a no-show at his upcoming homecoming concert in Nashville this week. Keith is currently on the High and Alive tour and is scheduled to stop at Bridgestone Arena on October 17th. But the band is going to feature a different guitarist for that show because Maggie is part of Urban's touring band. She also has a solo music career and is scheduled to perform at her own solo show in Indiana on the same night as Keith's concert. Meanwhile, The Globe says that Nicole Kidman is allegedly considering revenge dating as she's getting over her divorce from Keith. A source says that Nicole's pals are offering to set her up, but she's not rushing into anything serious. They say Nicole's ready she's not ready to turn this into a tit-for-tat game with her trying to show him up by hooking up with someone young and hot. I don't know about that. And finally, Lainey Wilson is getting ready for her first solo hosting gig at the 2025 CMA Awards. In a conversation with Rolling Stone's Nashville Now podcast, she did reveal that she is planning to poke fun at some of her fellow country stars. She said she was asked to do it last year, but was told that she was taking it a bit too far. However, she did note that she does go way back with some of the artists and said, "Let me make fun of some Luke Combs, please." She's going to take the stage at the CMA Awards on November 19th. Wilson will be the first woman to host the award show since Reba McEntire in 1991.
Wow.
Well, speaking of Luke Combs, one last thing. He tells CountryNow.com that he enjoys spending time at home with his family. He says, "I'm lucky. I get to spend like 3 or 4 days a week at home with the kids when I'm not on the road. I cram as much time as I can get with them before I have to head out again." And just so you know, Luke and his wife, Nicole, are expecting baby number 3 to arrive later this winter. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready for furry fun at the pop-up pet adoption event. Join us Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage space. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day. Tasty bites from Bulldog Bistro. Shop pet goodies from Wiener Dog Wares and Beg and Bark. And don't miss the pet costume contest. The winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Plus, a big thanks to Jessica Rinker with eXp Realty for helping pets find their forever homes. It's all happening this Saturday at McCurley Subaru, brought to you in part by Pet Overpopulation Prevention, ASPCA, and our community partners. For New Country, it's 102.7 KORD, your morning commute. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 6:52, 35 degrees and clear skies. Other people's problems come up a little bit after 7 o'clock for you, plus some corn maze tickets. We're going to give you a chance to win those coming right up. On. And $1,000 as well. So if you got the KORD mobile app, you can pop it open. Lots going on over there. Looks like my least favorite food of all time is spinach. So,
but there's a big recall. There's frozen spinach.
Yeah, tell us about that, Patty.
Well, there are two brands, and they're the big ones, Snowpack. So you better check your freezer if you have that.
Yeah, for me.
Well, you can get a full refund, like anything. You know, there are lots of recalls that are here's another one of the week.
All the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But the nice thing is something that I would never touch, so that's good. I'm good on.
I'm looking at your thing, the pause for thought.
So here's the deal.
What's up with the new dog park?
So it opens up here on Saturday right there at the Columbia Park. I've been walking by it several months. My dogs, they take my dogs down there. Anyway, it looks great. I had to point out somebody yesterday on social media. It's not even open yet, and they were already griping about the little dog here. Oh, the small dog.
It's not big enough.
Right. No, that's what I'm like, wow.
Really?
So I explained in the open letter to the city of Kennewick how the fact that I don't have to drive all the way to Richland, you know, near Yokes, way out there in the boonies, or at least for where I live at 395, for my dogs to enjoy the dog park. And thank you, City of Kennewick. Thank you, Toyota of Tri-Cities. Thank you for a lot of great sponsors.
Yep.
But it's amazing how entitled we are when you think about it. I couldn't believe the comment when I saw that person underneath go, the dog park, the little dog park's not big enough. Well, number one, they're little dogs. We're talking wiener dogs.
It's
gigantic, I guess. To a chihuahua, to a wiener dog, it's going to be big, you know? And then there's this huge, massive area. You should go check it out. It's really great. Anyway, shout out to the city of Kunik. I just couldn't believe that this is a free thing. People, you know what I'm saying? That sponsors made it happen. And so it's
be grateful.
It's kind of like bagging on the playground of dreams. Like, you know, it's like, you know, why would you bag on the playground of dreams? That's an amazing facility down there.
I know.
And we're lucky to have these facilities. Mm-hmm. And then to see somebody.
Hey, if you don't like it, put one up in your own backyard.
So I wrote in my little open letter. I said, hey, if you don't like it, drive to Richland. You know, take Fifi to Richland. To be done with it. So anyway, shout out to City of Kennewick. You guys did a great job. I can hardly wait to bring my dogs down.
I know.
I'm super excited about it. Bodie's excited about it. And we'll see you out there on Saturday for the big grand opening. More details about it. Got it posted for you now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 102.7 KORD.
For you this morning, Tri-Cities, that is coming up at 8:20. So be ready to play along with us and get a chance at $1,000 with the code coming down at 8:20. Mm-hmm. 10 times a day would give you a chance, Patty, if you're just curious about that.
I'm curious, Rick.
I know.
I want that money.
We want you to win that money. Also, Eric Church, if you want to win some Eric Church tickets, you can log on right there and to get signed up to right there on the KORD mobile app. All right, Facebook, this is Other People's Problem this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And Aubrey's got a situation. What's going on with Aubrey?
Rick and Patty, I got major issues with my husband over how he parents when I'm out around, especially when it comes to our kids. They're 9 and 10, and he thinks it's totally fine to let them watch horror movies. So the other day, I come home from getting my nails done. He and the kids are sitting there watching one of the Saw movies, full on gore, blood, violence, all of it. Well, I lost it. He was sitting there all calm, saying, they're fine, they're tough, they can handle it. I know that's not appropriate. They're not even teens yet. I flipped out. He still doesn't understand why I'm so upset. He keeps saying, that's how he bonded with his dad, and it's no big deal.
Oh, geez.
Well, I just want our kids, I don't want our kids exposed to that kind of stuff so young. The world already, it's scary enough, and I don't see any benefit to letting them watch people get tortured for fun. I'm honestly scared of what kind of impact it could have on them long term. How do I get him to actually understand where I'm coming from and take it seriously? Aubrey and Pasco.
Well, that might be, you might need some couples counseling on this particular situation. When were you allowed to, I'm not a horror guy. It does not interest me. It never has, even as a kid. Yeah, have I seen Friday the 13th? Have I seen, for me, Amityville Horror, once I saw the red eyes, and I mean, when I was a kid.
Freddy Krueger got me, man.
Well, Poltergeist for me when I was a kid. Poltergeist, they're here. And so, I mean.
Carolyn, run to the light.
I've seen these movies. The ones I do enjoy, like for me, Scream to me was almost a parody. The Wes Craven.
I know those were funny.
Those are.
They were scary.
They're scary, but they're more like.
How about the original Halloween?
Right. Michael Myers is creepy. Uh-huh. No, and I was 8 years old when that came out. And just the thought of that face showing
up.
That
music?
Yeah. Mm. And him looking outside your window.
Nope.
I mean,
nope.
So I'm not a horror guy. So I did not expose my kids at a young age.
I know, but I was not, I wasn't banned from watching. You know what I mean?
The movies have really changed today. Now they really show a lot more gore. Compared to when we were kids, it was just the insinuation.
The Exorcist was a bit. Remember that
right.
one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pea soup. You know, and all that. So, I mean, for us.
And the Omen.
Yeah.
Holy buckets.
Damien, man. Mm. Yeah, little scary things like that. It was insinuated, but you really didn't see a lot of that on screen. Nowadays, they'll just rip a guy apart on screen. You know,
remember the movie Carrie?
Yeah. Whoa. That's another scary one.
What the heck?
So, yeah, we've seen them. Christine, Carrie, you name it. The Howling, all those different movies. We've seen all those. But I just feel like they were different back in our day. So today, yeah, that's pretty gory, some of these things, Aubrey. So I guess every kid's different. You know, I've seen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know
what I would do.
I've gone to an R-rated movie and they tried in a 3-year-old. I'm like, what the heck? We're here trying to watch an R-rated movie. And here comes a family with 3-year-old. I'm like, really? This 3-year-old's going to sit through this, you know, whatever we're watching?
Oh, man.
I know. So, I guess.
Hey, parents, you know your kids.
You know your kids, exactly. So, you need to sit down, have a conversation.
They have the lights on. She's scared of the dark.
Uh huh. Exactly. So, all right, Aubrey, do our best to solve it for you. 547 KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We're curious. How would you have this conversation?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Because she is serious. She's like, absolutely not.
Every kid is different.
Yeah, I know.
So, some kids love horror movies, some kids hate them. So what's the situation? We want to know. What would you do in your family? Let us know. We're going to share your comments coming up. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509- 1047 KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
27 KORD at 725. You got Rick, you got Patty. We're getting kind of excited because there's lots of great haunted houses going on. And we got another one for you right there. The Othello Straw Maze, right, Patty?
Yep. When the dust has settled and the cowboys have moved on, you've got the Othello Rodeo Association putting on the Othello Straw Maze. They do it every October. Goes on every Saturday, Friday and Saturday in October, including Halloween.
I love it. Over 1,000 straw bales. It's outdoor haunted. It's very cool. And from 6 to 7, it's without the scares. And then after that,
the Scream Team comes in.
The Scream Team comes in. So if you want to go to the Othello Straw Maze, we'll hook you up. We've got a family four-pack, don't we, Patty?
We do. Lucky caller number 5 right now at 547-KORD.
All right, caller 5, you want to go to the Straw Maze, we will hook you up next, 1027-KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
737, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening. Sunshine for you. And got a gorgeous...
Don't let it fool you, man. It's cold out.
It is cold, about 35 degrees for you. But I'm looking out at the sunrise. It's absolutely gorgeous. So
it's kind of sad. I'm packing up all my shorts and flip-flops. And, I mean, it's time now. You got to wear socks and real shoes, people.
It's October. What do you expect? Well, today is Be Bald and Be Free Day. So
Shut the front door.
Bald sexy? Mm-hmm. Is bald sexy? I don't know. So I will rat out my former co-host, Stacy, who was awesome. But Stacy did not like beards on men. She just did not like, you know. So when we talk about Jason Momoa, she'd be like, ugh, gross.
I don't mind a beard.
Well, so... It's a personal...
Grizzly Adams.
Okay, it's a personal preference. So my old co-host...
She didn't like bearded men, huh?
She did not like bearded men, but I know that other people don't like baldness. So I'm not that I'm going to call
anybody... Who are you referring to?
I'm not going to call anybody else out that I know, but I will say this. I've had a lot of co-hosts through my radio career, and one of them is just not a big fan of baldness. I mean, you can't control these things, Patty. I mean, you can't.
I'll just say I worked with a guy, right? He had an unbelievable ponytail, but he was bald, like cue ball bald. And I'm like, get rid of that crown on the back. Why do you have that ponytail? So, what is up with that?
So I am in the same group of you as what you just said. It's like,
it kills me
when I see somebody.
He was hanging on to the last hurrah, I guess.
Right. I have a buddy in Yakima. He's got a mullet. But he's bald on top. I'm like, let it go. The battle is over. You know, you've lost. And I appreciate it. Not that it matters to me, because I mean, again, but it's to me like, I realize if my hair started to go in, I'd just shave it, be done with it.
We just had this conversation yesterday, too, about people dyeing their hair.
Yeah.
I worked with this guy. He must be about 80 now.
Yeah.
And anyways, my question, I went back, because I didn't see him at this reunion. I go, does he still dye his hair? Everybody laughed. Yes, of course he does.
Right.
But, you know, this is a silly question. He's going to dye his hair till he dies.
So I've always been in the group of people like, just let it go, man. Just let it go. When I used to watch 8 Is Enough with Dick Van Patten and that comb over
he had.
Like, what is that? Just be done with it. Be done with it. So to me,
some people can't.
I know, but I thought that was the weirdest hair I've ever seen in my life. Was Dick Van Patten, 8 Is Enough, the dad's hair. I was like, just be done with it. So today, Be Bald, Be Free. Is bald sexy? And what makes a bald man sexy?
Well, I don't know. We work with hot pants. He's bald.
He is. And my wife says he's in great shape. So my wife says, like, he looks good.
Jeff and I watched him doing the Iron Man. You know, we were on that last, you know, that last mile.
He's
in amazing shape.
He's in amazing
Jeff
shape.
Jeff goes, tell him he inspires me. Like, Jeff's going to do the Iron Man next year.
Oh, God.
That's what he said.
I want to see that. All right. No. So Jeff is saying, hey, Paul's sexy because, you know, he's doing the Iron Man. So we're going to take some calls, have some fun with you guys. 547. For me,
Bald is beautiful.
Patrick Stewart, Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek, I think is absolutely amazing. What a great...
He's a bad right?
I mean, thespian actor. Anything he does, he takes a bad script and makes it sound great. So, all right, we'll take some calls, see what you guys think here, and let's celebrate being bald. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
There's no doubt about that. 36 degrees for you, Sunshine Tri-City, 749, about 30 minutes away from a code dropping for a chance at $1,000.
I know, and then on Thursday, $10,000?
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Think about what you could do if you had $10,000. Think about what you could do if you had $1,000. So give you a chance, middle of the cash cow. And the big deal is this is our final week. So for the at least for
that
this
means something yeah. awesome is even something more awesome is coming.
Exactly. Oh yeah, Lainey Wilson. We got a great flyaway for Lainey Wilson. So we'll tell you more about that starting Monday. But
no,
Lainey Wilson, and that's going to be a fun flyaway for you. But right now
maybe
we
it's over Laredo.
It is. Something going on there. Something there. So we'll give you a chance to win that Lainey Wilson starting Monday. But right now, of course, $1,000, about 30 minutes away from that, guys. And we want to give you a chance to walk away with that money. Today is Big Be Bald and Be Free Day. And is bald sexy? So I think there's a lot of celebrities or people that are bald. That I what about Howie Mandel? I just saw a great interview with Howie Mandel. And what do you think? What do you remember. I mean, I'm just trying to point out some folks that are, you know, follicle-less, I guess. Have no follicles.
A lot of people are bald. So, yeah. I mean, I know women who are losing their hair.
There
so
you go.
I get that.
So, taking your calls, is bald sexy? And what makes a bald guy sexy? Tell us what you think.
I would have to say yes.
Okay.
Because my husband is bald. And now when he grows hair, I just think it's weird. So now that we shave his head all the time, I find it sexy.
There you go. She likes it. She likes it a lot. 547 KORD. Bald men, are they sexy? What do you think?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to look in a mirror.
Okay.
There's this one guy that I'm talking to. He had a receding hairline.
Okay.
But he wasn't bald. I look like I'm dead. It looked like somebody that was 60 years old.
Wow.
Sorry. You have a shaved head. You make older.
Okay, all right. She's saying it makes you look older if you got a shaved head. I don't know. I don't think everybody. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on how you're doing it. I mean, there's so many different variations, I guess. So
I think you attribute when you're a child, you think bald people are old.
Right.
I think that's just, you know, what kids think.
Yeah.
As you mature, you listen. I remember being in high school and one of my friends, his name was Corey, and I was like, "Oh, you're gonna lose your hair."
You're gonna, oh yeah, you know, you can usually see it. Yeah. So yeah. Even we had folks in high school and it was so funny. And I love my high school class, but it was funny how one of my buddies posted they're all bald. Hey, I knock on wood when my dad passed away.
Did he go, hey, son?
No, we still have our hair. I mean, it was a big deal for my dad because my dad had a full head of hair, when he passed away, and he had barely started going gray, and he was in his 70s and just barely. And he goes, oh, good, and goes, hey, I'll see you on the other side, son. And by the way, we still got our hair. So in his sense of humor. So, hey, it's I'm still.
My dad had a receding hairline, but he wasn't bald.
Not even when he passed away. I'm going to be in the boat that if it's over, it's over.
And but my dad did do the comb over.
Did he?
Yeah.
Van
Patten. And he had this stuff. It was called Brill Cream.
Oh, yeah. That was huge. I know.
Man.
Yeah. I put some, you know. Get out the hairspray stuff from Ronco, right? Spray that bad boy. You know. I always love it. Like, right now, what I laugh is David Lee Roth, the lead singer of Van Halen.
What is he doing?
Well,
He's had
a hair job. There's no doubt because I saw him in the middle 2000s on tour with Van Halen. I'm like, that guy's bald, right? And then I just saw him recently. I'm like, full head of hair. What the heck? I'm like, someone got a hair transplant. All right.
Some people just want to stay young.
I know.
I think that's what it is.
I know. Is bald sexy? A lot of folks think it is. Give us a call. Let us know. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7. KORD.
Get ready for furry fun at the pop-up pet adoption event. Join us Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage space. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day. Tasty bites from Bulldog Bistro. Shop pet goodies from Wiener Dog Wares and Bag and Bark. And don't miss the pet costume contest. The winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Plus, a big thanks to Jessica Rinker with EXP Realty for helping pets find their forever homes. It's all happening this Saturday at McCurley Subaru, brought to you in part by Pet Overpopulation Prevention, ASPCA, and our community partners. 19th number one in a row.
He's on fire.
I know. 19 in a row. Could you imagine having that many songs? You could literally do almost 2 hours of a concert with every song getting
he
hit.
Did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You went to Song of the Gorge. And every song is a smash from Luke Combs. And he does it so naturally, too, when you watch him.
It was amazing.
He is absolutely, yeah, one of our faves. All right, 810, 35 degrees for you. Be bald and be free day. That's exactly what's going on today. And do you find a sexy bald guy sexy? Curious about it. Melissa, what do you think?
I just wanted to give my 2 cents in this morning about bald head. I think it has to do with the shape of the head and the body of the man carrying that bald head. Because, you know, if you're too skinny, I'd rather see a receding hairline than a bald head. If your head is not symmetrical, don't go bald.
Thank you, Melissa.
I asked. I said, so, like, if you have a pinhead.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I tend to agree with her. But who am I to suggest? What do I know about being bald?
I just want to defend people. You can't control it. No. I mean, it's one of those things. And so, I'm in the boat of, like, hey, if it's going, I'd rather just get rid of, you know, same with grain. Anything that's going to happen with, you know, wrinkles. I mean, we were talking about the fact that people are so cruel in social media that, and I always, I mean, I saw this posting about, she's an actress, but Sydney Sweeney or whatever. And some guy goes, she's mid. And then everybody jumped on the guy because he was bald, fat, missing teeth. And he's like,
really?
Yeah. He's like, she's mid. I'm, you know. It's like Brooke Shield, she's mid. Really? No, I'm just saying, where would you think of these different things like that?
Whew, world is a cruel place.
It really is. But yeah, so be bald and be sexy and have a great day. You know, one of the things you can do, Melissa was just talking about the fact that if you are being thin or heavy, we can help you with that. That's something we can help you out with, right, Patty?
Absolutely. Tri-Cities Weight Loss. You can give our friends Ashley and Dr. Lopez a call at 509-410-0670. Can I just tell you, my life has changed within these past few months.
50 pounds.
50 pounds down.
You're already 50 pounds down. I'm 20 pounds down. And I've been off the diet now for months and months and months, and I've not gained a pound back. So it just changes your life, doesn't it, Patty?
It does. Your clothes, how they fit, change. I've even like gotten rid of a few things, and now I'm wearing, you know, I call it like my California wardrobe.
Yeah.
I'm fitting right back into that stuff. So if you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like Rick and I did, you definitely should get in touch with Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
No prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, no exercising, no calories, and no car. What is it? Oh, the macros, none of that stuff.
Yeah, you're not counting anything.
Follow the list of food. You can buy it at Yolk's. You can buy it at grocery outlets. You can buy and just stay with the plan. You're going to lose the weight.
Absolutely. 509-410-0670. Mention Rick and Patty. You can visit online for your free weight loss consultation. It's TriCitiesWeightLoss.com.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Callers 139-824. Rick and Patty with you. 36 degrees. Most cloudy skies today. High near 65. It's definitely a cool day for you. It's a little turn of the weather there for you. But
where are the mittens?
That's right.
In the boots.
Mittens or gloves.
Break them out.
That's right. Today's high about 65 for you. All right, other people's problems. We're going to tie this one off. Aubrey's got a situation. Horror movies, scary movies in her household. What's going on here?
She came home from getting her nails, and the husband and the kids, they're 9 and 10, they were watching Saw. Full-on gore, blood, violence, all of it. I lost it. He's sitting there all calm saying, they're fine. They're tough. They can handle it. I know it's not appropriate. They're not teens yet. I flipped out. He still isn't getting why I'm so upset. He keeps saying, well, that's how I bonded with my dad. It's no big deal. I just don't want our kids exposed to this kind of stuff so young. The world already is scary enough, and I don't see any benefit to letting them watch people get tortured for fun. I'm honestly scared of what this impact might have on them long term. So how do I get my husband to actually understand where I'm coming from and take it seriously? Aubrey in Pasco.
All right, a lot of people are chiming in. What are they saying, Patty?
Some kids truly are horror fans. I'm personally not. My son likes Michael Myers. He dresses up as Michael and makes funny videos, but I wouldn't personally let him watch a real scary movie. You guys need to talk and come to a middle ground. That's from Ashley.
Yeah, Mary says, time to compromise. Saw is a bit extreme, but not all horror is gory. Good point on that one.
I grew up obsessed with scary movies, and I get sad if I see an injured bird. Your kids won't become crazy killers over horror shows. Is your husband crazy? Guessing not if you married him. Let him bond with his kids the same way he bonded with his dad. I think it's you who needs to understand where he's coming from. Just make sure your kids know that movies aren't real life and leave it alone as long as the kids aren't having nightmares or planning escape games to get out alive.
I like what Barbie says. Flip side, how does he get you to understand that they're his kids too? Watch Mrs. Doubtfire. I love that one, the little girl. If you think getting your nails done is important, but don't get mad at your husband for raising the kids how he sees fit. Too many kids aren't around or the mom has no idea who the dad is. Whoa. Girl, back off, sit down, stop being a control freak. From Barbie.
Blair says, you're not wrong, and they're your kids too. So whether he agrees to or not, he needs to respect you as the mother.
I like Dylan says, grew up watching the Tales from the Crypt, Twilight Zone for their ages. Turned out just fine. My kids are also horror fans, have been since they were little. Saw is a bit much, but there's only one way to find out. And then I love that obviously they know each other. Teresa chimes back, Dylan, I think I know that's, now I know that's what's wrong with you.
Did you see Natalie? Talk to your kids about what they saw. Try to get a feel how they felt watching those movies. Remind them it's not real and that it's only pretend. And then Matt says, so he has to understand where you're coming from, but you're not willing to do the same. Yeah. Is 9 in 10 a little young? Maybe. But losing it towards your husband in front of the kids? Mm-hmm. That's wrong. You never argue with your spouse whether others see it, especially your kids. Sounds like marriage. Your marriage's communication skills need a lot of work.
All right, so a lot of comments on this particular situation. So, I mean, again, every family's different, every kid's different. I'm not a horror person, so to me, I would not want to watch horror movies. Just not my thing. But I have my siblings. They love them. Some of them.
But if that's what they're bonding over, maybe
different things like did our best, Aubrey. It's kind of a mixed bag today.
Yeah, it is
a little mixed bag there. I think it's just a heart to heart with your husband. And then ask the kids. Sit down with the kids. Do you like these movies or not?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the...
Try to figure it out that way.
Yeah.
Because
me as a kid, I didn't like those kind of movies.
Well, but it sounds like, Aubrey, you're not the one that's into the horror. Maybe they like that.
Yeah, and maybe they do. Yeah. And again, I like what one of our people said, too, was like, and it's true, people love crime documentaries. You know, in murder documentaries, but they themselves would not go out and harm a police.
I watch all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they wouldn't. And so again, every personality is different. So it doesn't mean you're going to be a sociopath just because you watch those different things. All right, did our best, Aubrey. You guys can still chime in, 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.